Aggies go in a hurry again with the open backfield. They send Betancourt in motion to the left. They fire downfield. Caught at the 45. He's across the 50. It's Matthews into Gopher territory, out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Joseph Matthews makes the catch. Brock Vereen and Cedric. Brock Vereen makes the tackle. Cedric Thompson missed him. And out of bounds in Gopher territory, Joseph Matthews with the longest gain of the night for the Aggies.
Matthews ran a good little corner out right there, and McDonald threw a very good pass to complete that for him.
Aggies stay with the open backfield. Three receivers right, two to the left. McDonald over center, one hops it, as he had really two receivers in the area. Bergstrom was coming across the middle. Pressure coming from James Manuel that time. Pass was intended for Matthews. It's incomplete, going to be second down and 10.
Yeah, I think he was intending to throw that to Bergstrom that time. And Bergstrom, I don't think he got his head snapped around quick enough and didn't see the football thrown.
Two receivers to either side. Aggies now have one man in the backfield with McDonald. But they send him out in a formation. It's Betancourt. Sets up in a slot on the right side. Second down and 10 from the Minnesota 36. They go for all of it. Down the near boundary. It's caught, but the man is out of bounds. Shapiro had it on his hands, but he was out of bounds. There is a penalty marker in the Aggies' backfield.
Looks like it's going to be a rough in the passer here, Jack.
The Aggies had no one. They've used an open backfield throughout this series. And if it is a major penalty, that would give the Aggies a first and 10. And it is against Minnesota. And this will march the ball down to the 22. First and 10, NMSU.
See, this is kind of what I was talking about a couple series ago. They're challenging Minnesota down the field now, which is a good thing, and we're trying to outspeed Minnesota instead of trying to be physical and try and beat them up that way.
McDonald has Betancourt in the backfield, stationed to his left. Takes the shotgun snap, hands to Betancourt. It's a reverse. Coming to the near side, the man is at the 20, to the 15, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Jordan Bergstrom on the reverse. Aggies opening up the playbook. Vereen makes the tackle after a gain of 7. Second down and 3. Andrew McDonald, a solid block on that series.
Yeah, Andrew McDonald's block is really what made that thing happen, because if he wouldn't have got that nice block that he just did, you know, it wouldn't have sprung that receiver to pick up that little 7, 8-yard gain there.
Anthony Joyner now on the field as a tight end. Shotgun, or rather pistol formation, I should say. McDonald has Betancourt behind him. Joyner in the backfield to block. It's a fake to the running back. McDonald, the keeper, to the 10, to the 5. He dives forward to the 2. First and goal, Aggies. Andrew McDonald upended by Cedric Thompson, but they had Joyner back there to block, and the Aggies now are threatening on Minnesota.
Yeah, McDonald made a very good decision there when he faked that ball to the running back. He pulled it, kept it, ran outside, picked up a nice gain. Now we got a first and goal here, so let's see if we can get this ball in the end zone and put some more pressure back on the Minnesota offense.
Joyner stays in the backfield as a blocking tight end. Betancourt behind the quarterback, McDonald. Ball on the left side hash mark. First and goal at the 2. McDonald, option to the near side, heads up field, gains a yard. Aggies gain 1 yard. Tackle made in the middle by Campbell and Botticelli. It's second down and goal for the Aggies. Knocking on the door.
Yeah, there he got pretty close there. He ran more of a traditional option that time to the left. Got pretty close to getting that touchdown, so let's get some drive for Minnesota and get them off the ball and get this thing in the end zone here.
Second down and goal at the 1. McDonald in the pistol, Betancourt behind him. Joyner set off to the right to block. McDonald gives to Betancourt, drives forward, and he's got a touchdown! Brandon Betancourt from 1 yard out, and the Aggies are back to within 7 on the Golden Gophers in the Big Ten.
You know what? Betancourt did a very good job on that play there, keeping his legs moving, because he initially got hit. It looked like he got stopped, but he kept pumping his legs, got himself into the end zone. So that's a very nice play by him. And it's fun to see a New Mexico kid get out here and play well and get this touchdown and represent the state of New Mexico.
Trail 13-6. Let's check in with Oliver Jones.
Jack Preston, after the Gophers went down and punched it in on the other end, Coach David Elson came over to his defense. He preached effort. He said they had a few nice plays on that drive, but he said that your offense is going to come back and they're going to answer, and that's exactly what they did right there. Coach Elson preaching effort to this defense today. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Oliver. Oliver Jones, our sideline reporter.
You know what? I like what I've seen so far, you know, just from Coach Brandon and changing things up. It looks like he made some good adjustments there offensively and started to throw the ball. I mean, McDonald's completing 70% of his passes now. That's huge. If we can continue to throw the ball that well, we can beat this Minnesota defense, and we can give our defense, you know, some fire and some spark and get them going and let them know that if we hold Minnesota's offense, that this offense from New Mexico State could put some points on the board.